With me today is Susan, one of my new patients that I have seen now second time. She had lupus, and she had it for quite a few years. And I'll let Susan start. And you started when you were at 14, right?
Right. At about 14 years old, I was going in the sun like all my friends did. We went into the sun and played in the sun, went to the beach, and I started breaking out with just blisters head to foot, little water blisters. And it just continued on like that for years.
So what did the doctors do for you?
Well, at that time, I just went, oh, that I just had a skin problem and to keep out of the sun.
Oh.
And wear a hat.
Oh, that's what hat.
I was told. Yeah, wear a hat and keep out of the sun. So fine, at 14, that's what you do. Okay, I'll wear a hat, keep out of the sun. But as the years progressed, I started getting aches and pains to go
with
it.
How bad are the rash?
Well, the rash, anywhere where the sun hit, I would just have hundreds of hundreds of water blisters, teeny tiny ones just all over, and then they would pop.
Yeah, I told you that's calcium deficiency.
Yeah.
It's simple to treat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, according to them, it's simple to stay out of the sun, and which is hard to do.
But you have so many blisters, there's something's wrong.
Yeah. You're
not just like a sun reaction.
Right.
Okay. So,
right.
So you start having pain then?
A little bit farther down the road.
Okay.
You know, it was just on the skin, and then at about 18, 19, somewhere in there, I started aching, and it seems we're all anywhere where there's lymph nodes, and then that would radiate down to my knees, down to my elbows, just achy all over, just wake up tired, exhausted, you know.
So what do they do for you?
Went to tons of doctors, and...
So what did they do?
They didn't do anything. They gave me pain pills.
Pain pills.
Take ibuprofen, take Tylenol, take Naprosyn, yeah.
Okay, so all this year you've been taking pain pills.
Yes.
That's not really
good. Or anti-inflammatory.
Anti-inflammatory, same thing.
Okay.
Same toxin, different name.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
So I've been taking that from 20 to, you know, I'm now going to be 38 this year.
Uh-huh.
So for, 18 years.
Jeez.
And so on top of that, because my body's obviously very worn out, I think, you know,
yes.
I get also shingles.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of coincidental. I started kind of getting very achy at 19, started getting shingles at 19.
Uh-huh.
And
Did you have a lot of stress at that time?
I think just looking at it, I'm probably just a stressful person. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, maybe I don't handle things real well.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You probably inherited from your parents.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And plus
I'm kind of a perfectionist, so maybe that just
Plus that, you didn't know about the importance of nutrition.
No.
Yeah,
I
you
don't
were eating
well.
Junk food before,
yes.
Right? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like all of us, like
right,
a lot of
yes.
us.
Like me too, yeah.
Yes. And so, you know, I get a full night's rest and wake up still feeling very tired.
Yes.
Very achy.
Since you were 18, 19?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, just going through a series of doctors. Plus, when you change jobs, you start all over with a new HMO, and they want a new diagnosis, start all over.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually took, from the time I really started going and saying, what is wrong with me? That was when I was 20, when it's really, I want someone to tell me. And I was told I had rheumatoid arthritis and what is the
fibromyalgia?
Yes, I've been told that it could be that. You know, they're just kind of throwing things out.
Right.
Finally, at 27 or 28 years old, they diagnosed me with lupus because I came in and I had a huge purple, I had gotten too much sun.
Yes.
And it looked like a huge purple butterfly was laying across my nose.
Right.
And so between that and looking at my blood results and all that, they said, well, you have lupus.
So,
I said, okay, now what?
Now what, yes.
So I
Here's
still was put
question.
On the Naprosyn, the ibuprofen.
That's right. Now
changed.
What, okay? I was telling you about this book by a doctor from Harvard called Second Opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they stress the importance of accuracy of diagnosis. But one more symptomatic diagnosis without treatment is useless to the patient.
Right.
You can have 1,000 second opinion, okay? You still have no treatment.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I told you about this lupus patient initially was diagnosed with polymyalgia rheumatica. 4 years and anti-inflammatory and steroids did no good. They put her in the hospital. One whole week of extensive workup. They said, no, you don't have that. You have lupus. Okay. Then they put her back on the same medication that have failed for 4.5 years. As if now they change the diagnosis, the medication should work.
Right.
What kind of scientific reasoning? But in any case, okay, so what happened then?
So I just continued on with the doctors.
How did they treat your shingles?
They gave me Valtrex. It was another name before Valtrex. Valtrex is relatively new, but I can't.
Okay.
It was another one of these, you know, shingle things. It just told me to rest when I get tired.
Yes.
And
no treatment.
And I had just hundreds and hundreds of outbreaks over the years.
Uh-huh.
And I knew just something wasn't right. You know?
I see. Okay.
So I finally just. Do you want me to skip ahead now? Then a few years, 3 years ago, I herniated two discs in my back.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Another thing that brought me in here.
Okay.
A herniated disc and,
yes.
You know, just being given pain pills and told to lay in bed for 3 weeks and just wasn't working for me, you know. And I still have achy back and I thought something has to be better than this because nothing's working. And that's when I came across your website.
Oh, how'd you came across my website?
I have no idea. Isn't it funny? I don't know. I'm on the internet a lot.
Oh, I see.
So I don't know what I put in. It was on the Yahoo search engine. I don't know what I put in, but suddenly it just popped up and it just caught my eye.
Uh-huh.
And kept going back to it. I leave it and, we'll see. And then came back to it and after about 2 days, I finally thought, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
And that's what brought me in here starting last week.
Okay. Now you can share. Now you have the second treatment. Now share with us what happened with the first treatment.
With the first treatment.
How were you feeling before the treatment?
I wasn't feeling well. Very achy, back hurt, and my left side of the jaw hurt.
The groin.
I had a tooth, groin hurt. Yeah, and I had a tooth problem of some sort that I'd been in and out of the dentist for.
Hmm.
Been to a root canal specialist, been to my two or three dentists, continued being put on antibiotics. That was everybody's answer, kept giving me antibiotics. On the third set of antibiotics, I just didn't even fill the prescription.
Good.
So
you're getting smarter.
So all these things, you know, have
yes.
accumulated. So that then I came here.
Yes.
So after your first treatment, when I went home, I have to admit, I was feeling very tired.
Yes.
Kind of, but good, a good tired.
Yeah, like a relaxation
yes,
kind of tired. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the pain?
There was no pain.
Okay.
I had
all
very
the pain
little.
Was gone.
Yeah, the pain was gone.
After the first
gone.
Treatment.
Yes.
And you had it for 20 years or
yes.
all these
yeah,
things.
I've never gone 4 days. So I went because
yeah.
I had the treatment Monday. So it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today's Friday.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first time I've ever been painless in half my life.
Okay. And they will call this anecdotal. You don't call it anecdotal,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And the other thing that was nice was for the first time in 3 years, I was able to chew on the left side of my mouth, which is
yes.
an amazing thing when you know. I'm like telling my husband, I was so excited. I said, look, I'm chewing on the left side of my mouth. I haven't used those teeth in so long.
You're supposed to be able to, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So it was a really good treatment, and just looking forward to the next one, which was today.
Okay, so what happened? You have an outbreak yesterday?
Had an outbreak yesterday, and
itching.
Not a real bad one, but bad enough.
You know why? Because I gave you the first treatment. So your mind and body are working better,
mm-hmm.
but not completely well yet. You don't expect 20-some-plus years of things to be fixed all at one time, no? But in any case, okay, you did have a little outbreak here. So you have a little back pain and itchy?
Yes, back
so
pain and itchy, and yeah. the groin aching again because
yeah.
of that.
Uh-huh.
And after the treatment right now, it feels really good. I don't even notice that I have a shingles outbreak right now.
So no itching?
No,
And
itching.
No pain?
No.
Yeah, I just want you, that come from your mouth.
Right,
yeah.
No pain right now.
Okay.
No.
Well, today we are doing the urine test to detect your mineral reserve and what's imbalanced in your energy system and also your physical system. And then I'll test you with muscle testing, see which supplement is good for you. You will be participating on knowing exactly what the test means, how when you improve, the test result will also improve.
Right.
So you have to, as long as you get on my guideline on the nutrition, most important, since right now you don't have that much stress, right?
No.
So mainly is your nutrition right now.
Right.
You're eating way too much starch. And when you can cut that, you know, look at today, your face looks so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, smooth and you know, relaxed. Not like the first time.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I feel a little
yeah.
more relaxed, that's
yeah.
definitely.
Well, anything else you want to, you're an HMO patient, you know, you want to share something on your thoughts?
Well, just having a lot of problems. I think you just have to be very aggressive. I'm going to have to be very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Having trouble getting the coverage.
Yes.
They are communicating, so at least I'm hearing back from them, but I think it's going to be a problem, and I just have to be ready to put up a fight.
Write a letter describing your experience with conventional treatment and demand the same kind of treatment if they have somebody who knows what I can do.
That's right.
Yeah, I know they don't. Okay, so they will have to authorize because your treatment here, because it's your money.
Right.
Okay, nobody have any right to tell you what you can use and not use your money. Just like you draw money out to buy food from a bank, to buy food, to go to vacation, and you don't need authorizations. I don't know why we need that in medicine.
Well, it's kind of ironic because right before I came to you, I was telling you you took care of my neck. I had a neck pain too, which you took care of.
Yes.
Before I came to you, I went to my internist.
Yes.
Who wanted he said, let's go for an MRI.
Yes.
It took me, I just got the acceptance, they said fine for an MRI yesterday, but my pain's already gone from you.
You don't need the MRI.
Well, what I'm saying is they're willing to pay for an MRI, which has to be very expensive.
You got to write that in your letter. You got to write out all the things that I have saved you in two treatments that they have not been able to do anything for 20 plus years. Now, why would they not pay me?
Right.
Okay, how are they going to encourage any doctor to study this method, which would save, will resolve the healthcare crisis? It's that simple.
Yes.
You got to treat the root cause of the problem. Second opinion on a symptomatic diagnosis is just waste of time, waste of money. In order to the expensive high-tech diagnosis, it just makes the doctor look good.
Right.
But they are really, now you're finding out how incompetent most of them are. Yeah. Anyway, any other remark you want to make?
No, I'm just looking forward to the nutrition part because I've never had a doctor work with me in that area. It's just they just tell you go home and eat well, whatever that means, you know. And
how much time did I spend you with you in the first time?
Almost 3 hours. It was 2.5 hours. It was the other day. And today it's already been, you know.
Yeah, and I still have to educate you more, okay?
Yes.
That's what doctors should do because it is really actually exciting the patient know how are they participating.
Right.
Because that makes the treatment much more effective.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, thanks very much for the interview.
You're welcome.
We'll update the reader with another interview on another month.
Okay.
And you'll see how much better you will be then.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks.